Does it make sense?
It makes a lot of sense to me. If the serf had been able to set up, they set everything up out of the fees that are collected through the county. The court fees that were set up and that are collected through the sheriffs, that's a division thing. So they couldn't, those fees apparently, that couldn't be attached. So the sheriff set, the sheriff's own organization, their fees.
The association.
Association came from those, from certain fees that when they stop a vehicle, a certain percentage and so forth. And, but that could not be attached to serf to pay for retirement. So anyone that the county employs, now, if for 1 year, perhaps if the bills that pass, and there's several of them, as you know, out there, if they pass and are signed into law, then those fees will once again be paid. The any sheriff elected, it's a with the position, not the individual, those fees will be paid. Their retirement funds will be paid. County employees that are continuing to work for the county that are paying the 4%, there's nothing out there. Those, the way it's set up, they'll always be held out of their check at the salary that they make. And, but that's not necessarily true with what's out there. There's no bills out there for more fees to come out into SERF retirement somewhere, the employee's retirement. There's no bills out there presented to relieve any of these 100-some employees that are making the salary they make. There's no bills out there. It's going to continue to come out of their checks. That's not necessarily true the other way.
Okay.
Can I make a comment? You may.
Chapter
in, it may not have anything to help you. Mm-hmm. But every November, the commission elects how much the percentage that the employees will have taken out of their check. Mm-hmm. Therefore, the commission has already decided for 2024 that it would be 4% come out of the employees' checks. So as far as the employees that pay into it, it's already been decided until next November.
Okay. Unless the commission was to reverse that decision and everything. Yes. The commission has voted. That's why I'm saying this. The commission votes one way to take it out of these employees.
We're talking about one, less than one, one-thousandth of a percent of his over of what the law enforcement tax brings in. It's at like 6.9 millionths of a percent of what his tax, of what the law enforcement tax brings in. I don't understand why so much energy and so much effort has been put into not a, I just, this is kind of quasi-flabbergasted.
Well, I will
So are many other commissioners throughout the state that you check and see how many other commission, county commissions are paying this fee. Do you, can you, any besides, because what the report's been given to me from Matt is there's very few. I just know the ones locally that are around that are not. Because
my understanding is, and I, again, I don't know this 100%, but my understanding is this Christian is,
Green is.
I haven't talked to Green, but I never got a chance to call. But I've commissioners have called me from all the surrounding counties. Stone, Christian, they are not paying the fee. They want
Christian,
it made
Christian
real clear.
Is. Christian is. I called the sheriff back after our last meeting and clarified it with them. They are. He said you may have spoke to a commissioner that didn't know who was paying it, but at Christian County, their budget's done a little bit different. He receives the law enforcement tax, and he spends it as he sees fit, and the county is paying it there.
This was stated that absolutely the county commission voted to not pay it out of the county budget. The Christian does have a law enforcement tax, and it has not been brought to them that they be voted. But that's the only reason that that was discussed to that day.
Okay. Well,
but anyway... I've given my opinion, my reason.
Sure. Well, I would like to give my, I too have spent just a little bit of time doing a little research and putting some numbers and ideas together to bring to the commission, because after our last discussion, I knew I needed to do my due diligence moving forward. So what I did was I just basically went back to the start date, and Taney County Sheriff was hired on February 10th of 2001, which set him prior to the SERF, where in his years of service, he did receive the SERF up until the point he ran for sheriff. With that being said, in 5 days, that means he's put in 23 years of service to Taney County. There wasn't a break in the employment from the time, you know, in those years that he is dedicated to Taney County and the citizens. At the time in which he ran for office, the salary was not what it is now. So the statement earlier come out, to my knowledge, the sheriff increase did not come in, if I'm wrong, until 21. Is that correct?
It was always greater.
A fair amount, but with that being said, in 2000 and...
I think it took effect 2022.
Yeah, so in 2020, what the current chief deputy makes is a greater salary than some of the elected officials were making in 2020. So I don't find that as a reason that Sheriff ran was for the pay increase, but it was to find there was a retirement of the current seated sheriff, and the sheriff wanted to continue to serve the citizens of Taney County in a different capacity. I feel that way, and I know the voters of Taney County, they spoke, and they elected Sheriff Daniels into that position, and with the law enforcement tax, I think it's the same thing. The citizens had went out and they had voted for that, and they put that in place, and with everything I've heard from both sides of the discussion, like I said, I wanted to be prepared this morning because I knew that I was going to have to kind of be in the middle here and try to make heads and tails, and I want to be considerate of each one of your discussions moving forward. So with that being said, that's what I have just kind of put together with the years of service. And I guess with that being said, is there any change in the motion that is requested to accommodate, or how do we want to move forward at this point right now?
It sounds like, I think, from the county clerk, in order to bring up the motion to pay the those employees that are paying the 4% out of their SERF and continue, that we need to have that separate agendized, and I'll talk to the SERF board and see if that can be mid-year done or if it has to be done again in November.
So the motion we have on the floor, can it be, can you restate it? In that way, if there's any question or if there's a change, to make it to be it approved, however you all want to move forward. But if you would please restate the motion that you originally made.
It was moved to use the law enforcement tax to pay the Missouri Sheriff's retirement contribution for any sheriff of Taney County who has been continuously employed by Taney County since before February 24th, 2002.
Okay. And so we got into this and we had a motion with us, a second with discussion. Is there any further discussion at this point?
No.
If there's any discussion, I'm open to hearing it at this point before we move to a vote, because I think at this point we have a motion and a second, and our next move is to vote. So if there's any other discussion, I'd like to have it now and just get it all out on the table.
Well, just a note, any employee can donate to the retirement fund or to the specific sheriff, can, you know, denote any organization can donate, and that's part of the statute too. Can donate to that fund.
Okay. Is there any further discussion from either commissioner? Okay. All right. At this time, then, we will go to a vote. All in favor, state with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
I must nay.
Okay. Fair enough. Motion carries. Thank you.
I have the greatest respect for you, fine sir.
I understand. I know that you have.
And
what
if this passes, then that would be a question I'd ask. So we're continuing to pay it through that. And if this passes next week, and you become part of the other association.
We can if some if there's a law that comes out that pays it,
then we can amend
funding,
it.
Then we can amend
it. I could have misunderstood it 100%, but it was my understanding that the 5% is going to stay regardless of what other.
That's what the motion was. That's why I questioned that.
Well, no, as far as the statute, and I could have misunderstood the statute, but my understanding was that 5% was something that was going to stay because they still need additional funding, and then the additional bills that are being looked at now are to come up with the additional funding.
Come up with adding the fee to pay for the 5%. That the way that I was reading it, and well, that
I,
it was interpreted to me by some, that is if you move into this traditional part, then those fees, if they come from there, they will pay into the retirement fund.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Sheriff, thank you very much.
Thank you all.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Our next order of business, we have the agreement for Wave Plus System, file number 24-014, Commission. Sorry, CM Commission. Thank you.
Does anybody have any questions on this?
We have the proposal, which is right in the middle of the packet. If you turn all the way to the back page, what you'll see is that is the Christian County. So that number back there, when I was reviewing it, I opened up and I was going through there, but the actual proposal is right in the middle of the packet.
We also have a letter from our attorney.
That is correct. Dated January 31st, 2024.
And it looks like he's already got an agreement put in place, written up, so we can just approve the agreement. Do we need to approve the...
Accept the proposal.
Okay. Okay. Any other questions? Move to accept the proposal and approve the agreement for Wave Plus System by and between Taney County and Secure Tech Systems Incorporated out of Irving, Texas.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Could you get me a drink of water? I'm sorry.
I asked Miss Nikki if she could get me a drink of water. I forgot to bring a cup. I'm sorry. Our next order of business is the supplemental agreement number one to engineering services contract, file number 24-013, Roden Bridge. With us this morning, we have Roden Bridge Administrator, Mr. Devin Huff. And this is for one of our BROs, correct, on Reno Springs?
Reno Springs.
Okay. Can you explain one more time, Devin, what the BRO bridge replacement option is through MoDOT?
Yeah, it goes off of our square foot of bridge deck that we have. We get bridge inspections every odd year, and they go back and they calculate a dollar amount to go into your BRO program per county. And now you have to put an application in to get approved to get a bridge put in under BRO. Sometimes you get picked, sometimes you don't. This one here, we got lucky and got picked on.
You're lucky for getting picked on, huh? Sorry.
Particular agreement here, there is an environmental fee that is going to have to be added for the archaeology study to be able to move forward with construction on it and right away.
And this is in addition to pay the engineering services on that.
Yeah,
it's an agreement we already have with them. This is an addition.
Yeah, it's a requirement that they've got.
Okay. And this, we do also have a letter dated January 31st, 2024 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, approving of the agreement as to form.
Any other questions? Move to approve the supplemental agreement number one to engineering services contract, file number 24-013RB, by and between Taney County and Great River Associates Incorporated.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.